Matthew chapter 27. When it was early morning, all the senior priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus so as to have him put to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, who betrayed him, saw that he had been condemned, and he felt regret, and he returned the 30 pieces of silver to the senior priests and the elders, and he said, "I have sinned, betraying innocent blood." But they said, "What is that to us? You see to it." Then he threw the silver coins into the sanctuary, and he departed, and went away and hanged himself. But the senior priests took the silver coins, and said, "It is not permitted to put them in the temple treasury, because they are the price of blood." So they took counsel and bought the potter's field with them as a cemetery for foreigners, which is why that field is called the Field of Blood up to this day. Then that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet was fulfilled, where he says, "And they took 30 silver coins, the price of him who was valued, him from the sons of Israel whom they valued, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the senior priests and elders, he did not answer anything. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he did not even answer him as much as one word, so that the governor was very surprised. Now at each festival the governor had a custom of releasing one prisoner to the crowd, whomever they wished. And they had at that time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was through envy that they had delivered him up. And while he was sitting on the podium, his wife sent word to him, as follows, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered a lot today in a dream on account of him." But the senior priests and elders persuaded the crowds that they should ask for Barabbas, whereas they should have Jesus put to death. And the governor responded and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What should I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Have him crucified." However, the governor said, "But what wrong has he done?" But they shouted all the more and said, "Have him crucified." And when Pilate saw that it was to no avail, but rather a tumult was arising, he took some water and washed his hands facing the crowd, and he said, "I am innocent of the blood of this just man. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "Let his blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus with them to the governor's residence, and they gathered the whole cohort against him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet cloak on him, and they plaited a crown from thorns and put it on his head, and they put a reed in his right hand, and they knelt before him, and they kept mocking him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat at him, and they took the reed, and they kept striking his head. And when they had mocked him, they took the cloak off him and put his clothes on him, and they led him away to crucify him. Then, as they were going out, they came across a Cyrenian man by name of Simon, and they pressed him into carrying his cross. And they went to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull, where they gave him vinegar mixed with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he refused to drink it. And when they had started the crucifixion, they shared out his clothes, casting a lot. Then they sat down and guarded him there. And they put above his head the accusation against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. But those who passed by blasphemed against him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the sanctuary and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." And the senior priests mocked him similarly, together with the scribes and elders and Pharisees, and they kept saying, "Others he saved, but himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let him now rescue him if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the robbers crucified with him kept reproaching him. Now from the 6th hour, darkness came about on the whole earth until the 9th hour. And at about the 9th hour, Jesus shouted out with a loud voice and said, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" This means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those standing there who heard it said, "This man is calling Elijah." Then immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and offered it to him to drink from. But the rest said, "Stop doing that. Let us see whether Elijah comes to save him." Then Jesus shouted again in a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the sanctuary split in half from top to bottom, and the earth suffered an earthquake, and the rocks were split, and tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints fallen asleep were raised, and they came out of the tombs after his resurrection, and they went to the holy city, and they appeared to many. Meanwhile, the centurion and those with him guarding Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things which had taken place, were very afraid, and they said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Now there were many women there, looking on from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, looking after him, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. And when it was late, a rich man came from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also had himself been a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered the body to be handed over, and Joseph took the body and wrapped it up in clean fine linen, and he put it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a large stone to the entrance of the tomb and went away. And Mary Magdalene was there, as was the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. And the next day, which was after the preparation day, the senior priests and Pharisees held a meeting with Pilate, and they said, "Your Excellency, we remember that that deceiver said, when he was still alive, 'In 3 days' time I will rise again. So order the tomb to be secured until the 3rd day, so that his disciples cannot go by night and steal him and say to the people, "He has risen from the dead," whereby the latter deception would be worse than the former." Then Pilate said to them, "You have your guard. Go and secure it as you know best." So they went and secured the tomb, and they sealed the stone with the guard present.